Can you just to begin at the sort of the beginning of the section where we had left off, although we read these lines already last time in the Meshach Chachma here. Neisha Kol Yisrael Mamlichim Aleim HaMelech HaRosh Zekoach HaSeichel HaMasik Mitzuyusa Yisbach V'Achdus HaMuchlat B'Chiv HaMitzuyus Al Kol HaHagashos Tainu Shenehavagim V'Chorgim Gam B'Nehem Rachmano Litzlan וכל האומה נשחטס ונחנקס בשביל מציוס היזברך ואחדוסו שמושגס בשכל ובלתי מורגש ובלתי מצויה. Those lines we discussed a little bit. וזה זוכו ישראל מאש שיורדו ליום ומוסרו עצמו מלכים אמונוסו יזברך בלי להשלם עם המצרים. ונוכל לומר, נאמר זוכר ישראל למלכוס, היינו להמלך השכל על העיוורן וההרגושוס, בפני שיורדו לים. So the Meshach Chochma teaches when the Pasuk says, that he named Mitzrayim Noseach Areihem, right? That they turn around and they say, he named Mitzrayim Noseach Areihem. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Ben Adab Ben Yisrael V'Yisau. And again, the water doesn't split until they go into, until they enter the water. Surrendering to Mitzrayim at this point, and their refusal to surrender wasn't because they were refusing to go back to a life of avdus. It was belila hashem in hamitzrim because of the pagan culture. Again, where the belief system is built on a foundation of hargoshos. That's what. They continued into the water without knowing, right? They weren't told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Moshe Ben doesn't tell them that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, and I'm gonna, you know, I'll raise my staff, and the waters are gonna split. They weren't told any of that. So they were being moser atzmam al kiyum emunasi yizbarach, not to again go back and be sucked into that pagan culture. And Malchus doesn't mean political Malchus. Mazochi Yisrael Malchus, that doesn't mean political Malchus, but their own spiritual, within their own person, their own Malchus, Hana Lahamla Hasechel Allah Ivan Vahar Goshos. וכמוכן אומר בתוספת ברכות שיהודה זוכה למלכוס ששיפטו יורד ליום תחילה וזה בצייס ישראל ממצרים הויסה יהודה לקודשו וכולו היום ראו שעל ידי היום נעשו ישראל מושלם על כל ההרגושוס לפיכך שנו חכמים אפילו עונש שבישראל לא יוכל עד שיסב פ Perush she'afal pisha nigalu l'sha'a v'chozrim u'mishtavdim v'avde achashverosh harei. Harei hen b'nei choren u'malochim gemurim she'manlichan haseth al kol hargoshos. See, the Meshul Chochma is addressing a very basic question. The Chol Dov V'Dov Chai V'Odom Leos Asatzma Kili Yatsum Yitzrayim, and then that serves as the basis for the Chiyuv Halal. V'Fichach Anachnu Chayovim Lahodos Etc. The Lashon B'chol Dov V'Dor is an interesting Lashon. Do you find B'chol Dov V'Dor, Chayv L'Adam L'Varech Achar Mezona, Mitzvahs are the Doros. So what's the emphasis here in this context of B'chol Dov V'Dor? So it sounds like this. So Hanicha, right? It's Hashem will sit down to the Seder next week. So we'll sit down in conditions which are exponentially better and more comfortable than the life of Avdos that Avosenu had in Mitzrayim. So we have what to be thankful for. But what happens when they made a Seder in the concentration camps? What happens when they made a Seder in Siberia? Auschwitz was worse than Mitzrayim. So what was that Nachta Chayav Lahodos L'Havel? In their experience, I don't know, wouldn't they have been better off in Mitzrayim? And it's clear that that's what the Tanna is coming, right? It's clear that there is such a Hava, that the Tanna is coming to push back against that Hava, because the Meshul Chochma doesn't say with that, he says, I feel Oni Sheb Yisrael, even an Oni Meduka, even as someone who Rachman Latzlan is so impoverished, that even he has to demonstrate Haseba, which the Rambam writes, is Derech Harus. So what's the Pshat? So clearly, and again, the Meshul Chochma says it in his way, as part of this Mahala, but clearly it means that the Iker of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that there was a permanent spiritual transformation. So that's the Iker of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not simply the political reversal of fortune and circumstances, because then in a chanuk it shouldn't be called over though. You should measure, okay, so am I better off this year than I would have been in Mitzrayim. And at some point in Jewish history, politically, in terms of physical conditions, the answer has been no, at some points in Jewish history. So that's what the Meshul Chochma here is saying also. The Fichach Shanu Chachamim Fil Oni Shebisol Yochal Ad Sheyesef Perush She'af Al Pi Shenigalu L'Sha'a. Meaning, in terms of the political geula, it wasn't permanent. It was l'sha'a, it was temporary. There were going to be future, very oppressive goluyos. V'chozim v'shavdim. V'avdei achashverosh havi. Right? It doesn't mean only achashverosh, but achashverosh as representative. But nevertheless, harehin b'nei chorin u'malochim gemurim shemamlichim hasecha al kol ha'argoshos. But they left Mitzrayim with the capacity to transcend any physical adversity. And that any future shibud would only be a shibud haguf, but it wouldn't be a shibud haruach, it wouldn't be a shibud hanefesh. In the Baruch of Hashem Ve'Olano, we highlight this also, right? I mean, we say it as, in terms of la'asid la'aval, but l'chore it's, that there was, to a degree, it happened in Mitzrayim, al gul ha'sein v'al pedus nafshenu, that there's two bechinas. Umehechen zachu, Mimsiras nafsham sheyodu kol Yisrael layam, rak b'shvil emunas mitziuso ha'amitas ha'echad yizbarach ha'musagas rak b'sechol bori b'li tziu v'hergesh klal. If one's belief is, again, the pagan belief, which is built upon Hargoshos, so then one's entire reality and one's entire value system is Olam Haza. If one has the genuine belief, so then As the Rambam writes, that we think that what's physical is real, and that what's not physical isn't real. And the truth is really punkfeikern, that what's most real is not physical, and that what's physical is least real. And that's the same mindset that Meshech Chochma is describing here. Now, because Hashibut Shal Mitzrayim Kimato Yonishkaf, through the years of intense suffering in Mitzrayim, the Emunah had almost been forgotten. He's l'chore alluding to again, not only in terms of what the Rambam writes in the end of Paragalfach is Avodah Zarah, the fact that they were Oved Avodah Zarah, but when he says that the Emunah was Kemato Yanishkal, so that's actually the Kemat is the Rambam's Lashon, we kim'at ka toya v'ha'ika sh'shos al advar neka. It was on the verge of being forgotten. V'ha'yu obdama v'l'zari kim'kim mitzrayim. Ad sh'orchu ha'yomim li'yisrael v'mitzrayim v'chozru l'umod ma'asayim v'l'avod ha'v'l'zari k'mosan. Shahayu ovdim lanilus shahayu mashkelahem v'chayotze boza avodas hatzaba shabir b'morah chelegimel rak l'fishen nikna bohem ha'emuna ha'amitis me'avoseihem avon Yitzchak v'Yaakov b'rega echad chazru l'emunoso ha'amitis. So remember the beginning of this piece, after the Meshech Chochma had quoted from the Chol HaSalvavos and said, despite the fact that the Chol HaSalvavos says that the Emunah, the pure belief, is what you would think could only be associated with someone who's an accomplished, profound philosopher or a Navi, but Afal Pichein, it's something that Kol Yisrael have. So initially, the Meshech Chochma said that that's Pshat Nemazoch Yisrael Likos Hashem Hashem Ben Avam Yitzchak V'Yaakov, that it traces back to the Avos. Now he says it traces back to Kriyas Yamsuf, and here he hears the Kosev Hashlishi is the capacity that we demonstrated and remained part of our identity, Lidoros, at Kriyas Yamsuf was based upon the legacy, the Marosha from the Avos. The Medrash sees darshins of remes to haseba from the pasuk of Vayasev Elokim es ha'om derech yamsuf. So Meshech Chochma says, "What? Just because it's the same word?" So Vayasev Elokim es ha'om derech yamsuf means that Kodesh Baruch Hu took us on a circuitous route. He took us around. He took us on a circuitous route. So the fact that it's the same lashon of Vayasev as in Afilo Onish Rishal Yochel Ad Sheyasev means there's a remes. She says, no, it's not only linguistic. It's the fact that we were going to encounter Yamsuf, that's the mokuf, afilo oni shavisal yochal at sheyesev. The fact that we were going to encounter Yamsuf, the fact that we would be Mosa Nefesh at Yamsuf, that would again clinch the spiritual transformation of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that would be the basis for the din haseba. And afilo oni shav Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyesev. Ki zeh hacheros hagemura, ki haseichel yimshol al hargoshos. See, the yisod is... It's difficult to overstate its importance. In life, so on one level, a person isn't in control of anything. A person is in control of absolutely nothing. From one moment to the next, a person can't. What's most basic, he can't ensure his own health, he can't ensure anything. A person has no control over anything. Zero control over anything. Me'idach gisa, a person is in complete control that he can always control what his attitude is to what happens. And in that sense, again, that a person cannot, again, we're supposed to make ishtadlus, and we do make ishtadlus. And usually the Baruch Shalom, that's how his shtadlus work out. And he crowns it with success. So that reality of being in, that nothing is under control. So we live with an illusion that if you're organized enough and you're systematic, that you're in control. A person's not in control of anything. But one thing that Aliba de Emes, a person is in control of, is his reaction to, his attitude towards what happens. And that's, again, meshes well with what the Meshech Chochma is talking about here. Ki hacheves hagemura, ki haseichel yimshol al hargoshos. Back to the pasuk. Mishku kulachem tzalim mishpachasechem shachtu apasuk. So Rashi quotes the Drash of Chazal. Mishku yedech me'avodah zara. Withdraw from avodah zara. V'chein amar mishku me'avodah kochavim. the hahagoshos. So what's the, where does one channel the emotional side of our humanity? Where does one channel that? Vahagoshos tikhu the mitzvos. L'chaye ha-mishpocho v'ahavas reyim. And that's why the Korban Pesach is celebrates avos. V'limonos im ha-shcheinim. V'hamulchuvan ha-amiti shiyu hesachtos ha-umu b'chlal. Again, even though in terms of being money on a Pesach, it's only with a microcosm, it's with some other people. But hamulchuvan ha-amiti shiyu hesachtos ha-umu b'chlal. V'chein noshem berisham chova. That everyone is chayav in Korban Pesach. V'chol Yisrael olum lebeisa b'chiru b'shar echa l'kayim mitzvahs Pesach. And by being mechayiv everyone in Korban Pesach, so that ensures that again that noshim are pturos from re'iyah, as Yeruah calls zechorcha, but Pesach they do go. V'chol Yisrael olum lebeisa b'chiru b'shar echa l'kayim mitzvahs Pesach. U'mitam zeh kosva hator v'shachtu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael. Shekol Yisrael shachtim Pesach echad. Haynu shekavonas hator hisachtos ha'umuna b'chlola. Uboze yiyu asukim kol haragoshos. And yet all the emotions should be focused, should be channeled in that direction. Lo sheyisu be'emunu alokis be'ezet tmuna be'ezet tziyu. Vim toma ech yuchlu kol yisrael lovel amayla roma kazel. Al ze omer vihigata mela mashkof al shtey amazuzah. So the Medrash says, Zah avam Yitzchak v'Yakov, shemehem bo lochem kol ho amitiyos v'dok. Thank you.